Hey, good morning to you, good morning to you, good morning, dear teacher, good morning to you. Been trying to think of some way to start this out other than just the rooster crowing. Well, that's a song that some folks used to sing just to get you started out in the morning. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I've been thinking about this morning about faith. Yesterday we talked about making the choice to have joy. Now when we're thinking about the choice to have joy, we understand that we can make the choice to have joy because we know that God is faithful. God is faithful to His Word. So we can have joy because we believe God's promises. Those promises we find in His Word. And so we can have joy because we know no matter what that God is faithful. As I thought about that, I thought about the words to the song, The Haven of Rest, when it says, in faith, taking hold of the word. You know, that's what we want to remember. That's what faith is. Faith is believing the promises of God. Faith is believing that God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. We believe the word of God. Jesus says this, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believest. So faith is believing the word of God that all things are possible to the one who will entrust their situation to him. So think about faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you're not practicing blind faith where you're just believing in something that has no foundation, but you're believing the promise of God. You're taking God at His word, and you're believing that I believe that God is true, that God is faithful, and this is what He says in His word, and I'm going to believe that. Faith, taking hold of the word. So think about the promises of God that you can take hold of, that will aid you throughout your life. I thought about a few. Think about this. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Throughout your day, you'll face temptations. The word of God says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So if you resist the devil, he'll flee. God says that he'll not forsake his people. And so as you're going through life, no matter the situation that you're facing, you know that God is not going to forsake you. The Word of God says that He comforts us in all of our tribulation. So we're facing a difficult trial, a difficult tribulation, and we can go to God and ask Him to send us comfort, and we can expect that comfort to be there because God promised us that He would comfort us in all of our tribulations. You might say, well, I really don't know if I can live a godly life. I don't know if I can live a life pleasing to Him. But His Word says that He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And so as we're walking through our Christian life and we want to live a life that is pleasing to Him, we can believe that He has given us what is necessary to have life and to practice godliness, and so we can have faith that God is going to enable us. God says and teaches us to be content. Be content with such things as you have. Paul said, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. So we're going through life and we're wondering why this one prospers and why maybe we're struggling a little bit financially, or we might wonder why we don't have more, whatever. But ask God to help you be content with what you have, to be satisfied with His goodness to you. It will help you if you understand that what you have because God has chosen to give it to you, that it's not of your own making, but God has given it to you, so you can learn to be content because you're satisfied with what God has given you. Now, I know that this promise is specifically given to Israel, but God said, be strong and of good courage, for the Lord thy God, He it is that will go with thee. He will not leave thee nor forsake thee. I believe David said he's not seen his righteous, the righteous of God, forsaken. And as you're going through life, sometimes you may feel forsaken, or you may even wonder if God has forsaken you, but God has promised us that he would not. See, we're thinking about believing the promises of God and building our faith upon the promise of God. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." And we can believe that God will do greater things in our life than we can even imagine. We can believe that God says, with men these things are impossible, but with God all things are possible. So God can do things that are impossible with men. And so we believe God and trust in him and have faith in his word. And again, it's not a blind faith, but it's a believing the promises of God. So what we need to pray is that we will learn how to lay hold on the word of God, that our faith will be in the promises of God. Then we can count it all joy because we know we are trusting in the word of God. So today, Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are faithful to your word. Lord, I pray that you would increase our faith as we believe your word. I pray that we will not put our faith in vain and empty promises that are found in this world. But God, I pray that we would believe your word. We would believe the promises that we find in your word. And that our faith would increase as we believe in your word more completely. God, I pray that you would increase our faith. And then, God, by increasing our faith, I pray that our joy would increase. God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for the Spirit who leads us and guides us. And thank you, Lord, that we can trust you and trust your word and believe your word. I pray that you'll bless your people as they trust in you and rely upon your promises. God, again, I'm just thankful and overwhelmed by the fact that you love us. Be with your people today. Encourage them, I pray. Help them to feel your presence in their life. Lord, help them to be a light shining in this dark world. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Again, I pray that you have a good day. God's blessings be upon you. Until tomorrow. Pastor Mark Campbell saying, have a day filled with faith.